Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Have you ever been wedding shamed? There was this lady who got wedding shamed on a Facebook page because she spent about $400 on her food. She fed them popcorn and cupcakes, and that was it.
I'd do it.
Yeah. Let's see what her registry looks like, though. She wants those $6 like plates that go underneath the regular plate. Yeah. Here's a giant $60 plate to put underneath your regular plate.
Don't get it dirty.
Yeah. Those are called chargers, by the way. Yeah. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
I watched you step in your own throw up, but sure, here, you need this now.
How about you? Did you do a cheap wedding, get shamed because you did a cheap wedding? Go.
Yeah, I was calling about the the wedding thing.
Yes, sir. What's your name?
My name is Cole.
All right, Cole, go ahead.
We actually got married on the beach, actually, and my aunt actually did the wedding. We did it very, very cheap because the bridal place actually messed up my wife's gown. So we did it real, real cheap. You know, all our family were there. There was no big crowd, right on the beach and everything. And we actually had our honeymoon down there, you know, for 4 or 5 days, and everything. It just made everything less stressful when we came back.
Did anybody see? That sounds like a great time. You're able to enjoy it because of that. Did anybody have anything to say about that, though? Were they like, oh, you're not going to get married in a church? Oh, you're not going to do this?
There was. Well, you know, the most important people there, and it was kind of just such a, you know, it was like, well, let's just go ahead and do it and be done and be done with it. So,
yeah, if you want a church wedding, go get married in a church. We're doing it on the beach. Enjoy yourself. Good for you, Cole. Yep. Nice.
Thank you, man. All right, appreciate buddy, see it. I listen to y'all every morning. I appreciate everything y'all do.
Well, we're glad you're listening. Thanks, pal. We'll see you. See, that sounds like a nice, low-key, stress-free wedding. You do it on the beach. You're going to do your honeymoon right there. You just have just a handful of people you really care about that are there to see you get married, and everything's good. I think that sounds awesome.
It does.
Because, you know, if you shame somebody, like, there's a whole Facebook page that's called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. That's the name of the group on Facebook. And that's where this started because this bride was trying to keep her costs down at the wedding because they wanted to go on a nice little vacation and not break the bank. Because, I mean, you know, you plan all the wedding, you're already $10,000, $12,000 in before you ever pay for the vacation. And you got to pay for that up front.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay for all the stuff you're going to do while you're on vacation.
Because
if you're not taking a cruise, you got extra food and stuff. If it's all in the cruise, once you've paid, you're going to get everything. Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Pebbles. I'm from Asheboro.
All right, go.
We first got married at the magistrate's office, but on our 25th wedding anniversary, we actually had a church wedding. I done everything myself. I had my wedding dress. We had a reception that I done fruit trays and cheese trays. We had a wedding cake. I had a wedding dress. My husband had his shirt and his pants and shoes. My son, my baby boy that walked me down the aisle, had his shoes and his shirt, everything, boutonnieres, the whole nine yards, and I spent $550. And
whoa,
I even had
pieces
for every table.
Wow, now that you should write a little primer on that. That is cheap, girl. That is nice.
Yep. My preacher actually renewed our wedding vows for me. I finally had my church wedding on our 25th wedding anniversary. So, yeah, but I done everything myself for $550. That includes my wedding dress and my husband and my son's clothes.
Chase, what are you up to?
Go ahead, hit us with that number.
Isn't it time for another song?
Pebbles, you go, girl. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Now, if you listen to the show, you know that Chase has been planning a wedding. This has been going on for a full year, and we're getting down to the last days. How many days until the wedding?
39?
Don't act like you don't know.
It's 38 or 39, one of those.
Because I know
I felt like it was 38 last week.
Have you got a calendar at your place where you're maxing them off? Tell me the truth.
I just do this. Hey, Siri, how many days until September 20th?
Oh, okay.
That's all I do.
38 days.
38 days.
I Googled.
All right. Oh, so, okay. And you, of course, like so many other people, are completely sticker shocked by how much it costs to put this thing on. This is a big deal. You got a big venue, a big fancy venue. You've got food. You have all these guests coming. It's a big deal.
Do you have, is where you read the ceremony, are the ceremony and the reception in the same place?
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about transporting. No. You didn't have to get a party bus or anything like that.
No.
What's the name of the estate you're doing this at? What is it? Where are you doing
this? This is Stokesdale, Bella Okay. Plena.
All right, so you're doing that.
September 20th.
There we go.
If you want to bring your boats up, you can see it right on Blues Lake.
And if you have a venue like that, does that come with the catering company? Are they part of it?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's, yeah, great. Yeah, so yeah, it's yeah. a package deal. You get the venue and the catering.
Yeah.
And the food is not cheap, is it?
No.
No, it's not.
I mean, that's how it is when you go anywhere.
But you're serving a full meal, correct?
Yeah.
It's a full dinner.
And you had said that even for the kids' meals, it was the same as the, like for chicken tenders and fries or whatever, it was the same as an adult plate.
Mm-hmm.
Was it, what's amazing to me is it truly is how much it costs, but also, were you and your fiance, Kelsey, were you guys surprised or had you had some idea of kind of what to expect?
No. I mean, we're surprised at all the little stuff that comes up that, you know, maybe you get the wedding gifts or the groomsmen gifts, bride, you know, things like that.
My friend who just got married in June, she's like, we're putting all this stuff together, talking to the caterer. She goes, we didn't know we had to go get a cake separate. Like, they thought the caterer just handled the cake, so this is what we have to offer.
Surprise, surprise,
yeah.
surprise.
And she was like, what? Like, now I got to go find a separate person to handle a cake and like get that brought here and all this stuff?
Well, the average cost of a wedding is $38,000. $38,000. And this lady was shamed because she was trying to do it cheap. There's a Facebook group called That's It, I'm Wedding Shaming. That's the name of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shaming an unidentified bride for being cheap. This unidentified woman served popcorn to her 150 guests because her goal was to keep the entire budget for the wedding.
Who are these people to shame her? Are they footing the bill for anything?
Exactly. It's none of your business.
How dare they?
It's none of your business. If she wants to serve popcorn, guess what? Put your face in a bucket and chow down because that's what you're having. Okay? That's how it works.
Yeah.
Don't go on social media and start hammering somebody because they tried to save some money. She spent $400 total on food for the wedding. $400. Now, I know you're looking at me like, I can't even fathom that. Your head is just spinning.
This is a lot of people. And I don't know if it's just because between Chase and my friend's wedding, I'm seeing a lot more wedding stuff anyway, or if it's just we're like talking about it more. But a lot of people will open up a credit card specifically for the wedding. They go into debt for the wedding. And what's amazing to me, it's one day of your life. And I get it. It's this is it. It's your soulmate, blah, 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 whatever you feel. The number one reason people divorce is over money. You're starting your life together, $40,000 in debt.
You know, you mentioned about people going into debt and, you know, they put it all on a credit card. There's a new company now that's offering loans that are specifically designed to pay for your wedding.
No.
It's Upstart, and they promote the use of its artificial intelligence and machine learning to measure nearly 1,500 data points to determine an applicant's ability to pay back the loan. Because when you're going into marriage, many people have never really borrowed any money and don't have any real credit history for them to check to see if they qualify for a loan. If you're thinking about doing this, don't do it. Get a loan for that.
It's amazing to me what people are willing to do. And I get, you know, for some, it is a truly like very big deal. They've wanted this day for their entire lives. I don't know if that's how, you know, like if you grew up or Kelsey grew up like that, you know, where you're like, this is what I want. Like I want to be married. I want a family. And this is a huge moment in, you know, in your life. But it's also like, you know, be realistic about what you're able to do because it is so stressful and you want to spend your time together. Even leading up to it, you want to spend a year and a half stressed out planning all of this, and then the bills come in, and then you're stressed out afterwards as well. Like, why wouldn't you set yourself up for a better present and future?
You start out all stressed because as soon as everything's over and you're back from the honeymoon, you're faced with this loan that you've gotten or these credit card bills that you've got to pay off. This bridesmaid, by the way, also bought three bridesmaid dresses, spent $70 on those, and all the shoes for all the bridesmaids for $200.
Wow.
And two, if you are invited, I've seen this happen with every wedding I've been to. If you're invited to the wedding and you decide, hey, I'm going to bring my cousin's in town. He's going to come too.
Yeah.
And we're going to there. He's going to bring his family and his cousins, right. You know,
or people will RSVP. Yes. And then not show up like you're being paid for your plate or whatever is being taken into consideration.
Yeah, if you've RSVP that you're coming, show up. at the.
I have a plan for that too. Dale's the disposal.
Right, I'm going to finish off the plates
on the plate.
I'll take a bunch of kids' meals, chicken tenders and fries. That's all I really want in life.
Yeah. So, have you ever been wedding shamed? Did you do it? I'd love to talk to somebody who did a really cheap wedding and did it and just saved a ton of money and went on a great vacation and came back unstressed.
Yeah.
Arlene, my friend who got married, she was looking at a cake topper, and it was like of them kissing or something.
Right.
It was a shadow, you know, like the silhouette. Mm-hmm. And somebody had said to her, and I don't know, it was somebody in her family or in the wedding party, they were like, that could be like a little risque. And I was like, Arlene, if you want this on your wedding day on top of cake, you buy it. Yes.
Do it.
Whatever you want. This day is all about you and whatever you want to do because you're the one paying. And if people have anything to say, guess what? Don't come here then.
God, I hate these phony snoots, man. Mind your own business. It's like wine snobbery. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
And people who just have to stick that nose in the air and act like there's some...
I'll put a ball gag on top of my wedding cake.
That's what you want. You do it.
It'll smush the top layer, though. Be careful on that.
Chase will be licking the ball gag off.
Is this buttercream? I love it.
Oh, man. Glad it's not fondant. Yeah.